Live from Chicago, Illinois, here is another episode of What's That From?
By special request, I know Susan Dannenberger asked if we could play this. And here's the thing, Susan, if you want a certain movie, you've got to tell me. Next time you're in studio, you pick your movie and Michael will pick a scene.
Right.
But I picked this scene just because it's a Monday night, we were on the fly, and it's not that easy. Ask Michael. Like, I'll be like, hey, get a script, and he's like, is there anything in particular? And it's just, we have to coordinate it. So you have to tell me next time you're on the air. And Nick, too. Nick is going to be, he's never played this game before or heard us play this. This is something that was created in part by Senator Dan Katowski, a regular on our show as well. We were talking about, you know, trying to remember lines from movie. And you're like, hey, what's that from? That quote. So we pull scenes from movies that have recognizable moments and lines. We've destroyed classic movies for people. I think... Michael, and I don't think Ez was here for this because we usually do this on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
Ez, we managed to destroy Casablanca for thousands of people.
Wow.
Yes.
I think that we pretty much made it unwatchable now because they'll only think of how badly we read that scene.
That's not the movie we're doing tonight.
No, we are not doing Casablanca tonight. No, we have another movie. Ez, are you cool with doing the stage directions?
Yes, for
sure. Excellent. All right. 312-981-7200. When you know what movie we are destroying a scene from, we encourage you to call us. 312-981-7200. You will win a gift card from Apt Electronics. Pleasing people since 1936. Go to abt.com. And when you go to the store in Glenview, say hi to Steve Shapiro for us. Esmeralda, take it away.
Exterior, winery parking lot. The sun hangs low as the Saab pulls into the parking lot. Jack at the wheel. Interior, tasting room. The pourer, a brunette in her early 30s, breaks away from a boring couple down the bar. This is Stephanie.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Excellent. My friend and I are here doing the wine tour, and he tells me that you folks make one hell of a Syrah.
That's what people say.
You gotta excuse him. Yesterday, he didn't know Pinot Noir from Film Noir.
I'm a quick learner.
Stephanie laughs. She apparently likes a big, good-natured lunk like Jack.
I'm trying to teach my friend here some basics about wine over the next few days before he goes off and...
Whoop! Under the bar, Jack stomps on Miles' foot. Miles winces. Stephanie slides two glasses in front of them.
That's right. I am here to learn. I've never had that much interest in wine before. But this trip has been very enlightening. Always like wine, of course, but I don't know. More of a beer man, really. Microbreweries.
She thumps the cork off a bottle of Chardonnay.
Well, no better way to learn than tasting.
She pours almost flirtatious amounts.
Now there's a girl who knows how to pour. What's your name?
Stephanie.
Nice.
Jack swirls the wine as though he were by now a sommelier.
So what do you think?
Quaffable.
Sorry.
Oh, quaffable, but far from transcendent.
Wait, that's not you.
Oh, yeah. We're supposed to mess this up, aren't we?
Yeah.
Okay, we're doing it. I really wanted to say quaffable.
Ez, continue your same direction. Okay.
They look, they smell, they taste.
So what do you think?
Quaffable, but far from transcendent.
I like it. Tastes great, okay?
Stephanie reaches for another bottle and
pours.
Hold
on a second. That's oaky. Oaky.
Isn't there supposed to be an E in there?
No, oaky.
Oaky.
Jack's eyes never leave her.
Cabernet Franc. This is only the fifth year we've made this varietal. Very few wineries around here do straight Cabernet Franc. It's from our vineyard up in Santa Maria, and it was a silver medal winner at Paso Robles last year.
Well, I've never come to expect greatness from Cabernet Franc, and this one's no exception. Sort of flabby, overripe.
Tastes good to me. You live around here, Stephanie?
In Santa Ynez, and I agree with you about Cabernet Franc.
Oh, yeah? We're just over here in Bulletin, Windmill Inn.
Oh, yeah.
You know a gal named Maya works at the Hitching Post?
Sure, I know Maya. Real well.
No way. We just had a drink with her last night. Miles knows her.
Could we move on to the Syrah, please?
As she turns to reach for the right bottle, Jack winks at Miles. Miles shakes his head.
This is our estate Syrah.
She pours each of them a full half glass.
You're a bad, bad girl, Stephanie.
You know. I might. I know.
I
know.
Okay.
I might need to be spanked.
She notices the boring couple, visibly annoyed that she has been monopolized.
Excuse me.
As she wanders down the bar, Jack turns to Miles, his mouth wide open.
Do you know how often these pourers get hit on?
They glance down the bar at Stephanie. She smiles back.
Wow.
This is the greatest night of my life.
Yeah. You did very well. I cut off as see when once one thread gets pulled, it unravels the whole thing. So I started it by cutting off as interstate.
It's okay.
I swear there's an E in there.
There is not. Is there an E in Okie?
Oh my goodness.
Is there an E in Okie?
No.
But there's no A in okay.
That's true too. Nerves are getting to me now.
Michael is fielding all the phone
stage
calls
fright.
From
stage
listeners. Fright. We've got a lot of. Hey, Dave, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're very well. What's that from?
That is from the great movie called Sideways.
Yay! I think that it's going to need a refreshed viewing at this point now so you can wash out the image of or the auditory experience of us reading that scene, don't you think?
I didn't think you did all that bad, actually.
Ours was better, wasn't it? Come on.
I don't know about better. Paul Giamatti's pretty great.
It was our interpretation. It's a little bit like Fergie singing the national anthem.
Oh, there you go. That's perfect.
Oh, no.
I like to think of it that way. Well, where are you calling from, Dave?
I'm driving home from O'Hare right now. I live in Geneva.
Why are you picking someone up from O'Hare? Why are you driving from O'Hare?
Oh, sorry. I was out of the country for the long weekend.
Where for the weekend? Wait, you were out of the country for a weekend? Where did you go?
I went to Costa Rica with some friends.
Oh, that's a story.
That's wonderful. What took you down to Costa Rica?
You know, lots of fun at the beach and maybe a little casino. Good times.
I love that. You sound like an adventurer.
And when he gets back to Geneva,
yes,
he should go have a Whiskey Acres cocktail.
There you go.
At Barrel and Rye or Stockholm's, or go grab a bottle at the Royal Wren or Craft Urban. Have a nice old fashioned there.
I love that.
Town to get a cocktail in.
Excellent. And you've got to stop at Whiskey Acres, by the way. It's right. It's over by you. Not too far from
just
you.
Just down the road.
Down the road.
Over by there.
Dave, thank you so much. You've won a gift card from Apt Electronics. Again, say hi to Steve Shapiro out in Glenview or go to abt.com. Pleasing people since 1936. Andy, did you know what movie we were reading from?
Yeah, Sideways.
Now, I'm a big fan of the movie. How did you feel about our interpretation of the movie?
You guys were great.
Where are you calling from, my friend?
Albany Park.
Albany Park? Oh, over by me. Not too far.
Yeah.
Hey.
Not far from you. I used to work at one of your favorite establishments.
Where?
Gale Street Inn.
Oh, I love the Gale Street Inn. Yeah, George.
Say hello to George.
Yeah, George is one of the great people on the planet. One of my favorite people. Oh, Andy, thank you so much. Have a great night, okay?
I'm great.
Thank you. And Diane, I'm guessing you knew what movie we were reading from too,
didn't you? Yeah. And I had a phone glitch and I called my brother. the phone said I was calling you.
Oh,
but
no.
Voice picked up and I go sideways.
Oh.
Did he say you were right?
Ding, ding, ding.
He's like, what? It's like, sideways.
Did you wake him up?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. I feel like, Diane, next time you call in, we'll hopefully you win something so we can make it up to your brother, okay?
Okay.
Have a great night. Thank you. Oh. Bye-bye. We are going to come back with our guests, and we've been talking to our friends from, Susan Dannenberger is the extraordinary winemaker from Dannenberger Family Vineyards. Nick Nagle, the extraordinary winemaker and co-creator and founder of Whiskey Acres. Go to whiskeyacres.com for more information. You can go to Dannenberger Family Vineyards.com for more information, not only about their wines, but about the great events they have coming up. And do you do any live music yet at Whiskey? I'm guessing that's coming soon, isn't it?
It's on its way. So,
I figured as much.
It's phase three, we'll call it.
Phase three. First you build stuff, then you invite people to other events.
We've actually got we took a little bit of land that has been farmed for hundreds of years and planted to grass. So mm-hmm. sometime in the not distant future, we're going to have an outdoor amphitheater space.
And by the way, I love the concept of using the containers, like the train containers that you have at Dannenberger Family Vineyards. Have you seen the there are coffee shops in different parts of the country that they
build
sort
the
of
containers out of? Yeah,
yeah. Was
and
that
they do it with breweries as well in tasting rooms? They just open up the container and serve right out of there. It's
don't
really
they
cool.
do it in Austin?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
sat down in Texas in near Fort Bliss too. So it's all over the country. It's a great idea and it's perfect for the sort of repurposing, reusing, and renew. More with our guests when we come back on 720 WGN. If you have any questions or comments, 312-981-7200.